So now we are starting chapter number 4, which is software applications for HRIS. In this chapter, we are going to understand various aspects related to the software applications for the human resource information systems. We are going to look at the broad types of HRIS applications. We are also going to have a detailed discussion about the elements of human resource information systems, office automation software applications. We are also going to discuss about the robust transaction processing strategies that contemporary HRIS systems use in order to facilitate the information and communication flow in the organization. As mentioned in the introduction, we are now going to start our discussions about chapter number 4. Leading management thinkers suggest that it is not technology, but the art of human management that is the continuing challenge for executives in the contemporary times. A recent Temkin Group employment engagement benchmark study clearly shows the needs for more engaged employees and human capital management. Engagement is directly connected to the overall experience that shapes the attitude and behavior of employees at work. Unsurprisingly then, the more motivated and the dedicated the employees are, the more likely they are to invest time and energy to meet the staggering demands for a flawless service. It is a known fact that future economic and strategic advantage will rest within the organizations that can most effectively attract, develop, and retain a diverse group of the best and the brightest human talent in the marketplace. As discussed previously, a human resource information system is defined as a computer-based application and database system developed to support human resource management systems in decision-making and reporting. It is an IT-enabled service for managers, which is available for the broad analytics and the flow of information and communication throughout the organization. So HRIS is an essential part of the overall management information system of any organization and is the key pillar of the human resource management of the organization. As in other types of information systems, the HRIS comprises of a database which contains one or more files in which the data vital to the system is maintained, and a database management system which thereby facilitates the users to access the system and to utilize the data. So the HRIS contains structures that allow users to input information and edit existing information. The HRIS programs allow users to select and generate a series of predefined reports that could be printed or displayed on a monitor. HRIS also includes tools by which users or system administrators may generate ad hoc reports and select specific cases or subsets of cases for display. With the rapid evolution in the technology, there is a need to cope with the speed at which the new frameworks and expectations are introduced. The HR thus rely on a very agile infrastructure and proper technology that moves away from a process-centric approach to embrace an outcome-based attitude. In the upcoming slides, we will also look at a lot of aspects related to how the agile infrastructure can help in this particular context. The success of operations totally depends on the talent acquisition and the specific skill sets that the employees bring in. HRM is instrumental in ensuring the levels of enhanced performance and creating the required communication for transformation and execution of organizational activities. The HRIS supports these activities. They also can be termed as the identification of prospective employees, maintenance of comprehensive databases of all the current employees, and the training and development modules for honing the employee's skills, talent, and competence. Hence, HRIS is used by all three levels of management, namely the top management, the middle level or the middle management, as well as the lower management. The top level management uses HRIS in a strategic manner or fashion in order to meet the company's goals and objectives. Strategic HRIS focuses on supporting acquisitions, mergers, workforce planning, and certain specialized human resources software. The main purpose of this is to have an overall good idea about the workforce planning that is critical for the organization's survival. The middle management uses HRIS to supervise and review the salary structure, the benefits and recruitments of employees. This use of HRIS is of immense help to the HRM department as well as managers from diverse departments. It provides the employees and managers with all the required information and data to support routine and repetitive human resource decisions. Most human resource information systems collect and report human resource data, as we all know. These systems usually include information about the organization's employees and their respective positions and the tactical information that flows into the systems regarding them. The last point that we are going to cover here in this slide is about the lower level management. The lower level employees use HRIS to track the recruitment and selection of basic employees. Organizations at this level need to track an employee's records and details pertaining to all kinds of personal and professional aspects, including their name, the address, the gender, the status, the citizenship, education, past professional experiences, and a lot of other data pertaining to the professionals and employees that are recruited in the organization. The emergence of the HRM field gave the human resource function greater credibility within the managerial and the organizational setup, calling for more sophisticated use of information as it is related to the strategic management function. Organizations that are involved in long-term strategic planning, such as those planning to expand into new market areas, bringing up new locations, or add new products, will need information about the quantity and quality of the available workforce to achieve their goals. Information systems that support workforce planning will serve the above-mentioned purposes. Thus, it's very critical and important for the human resource information systems to provide a backbone or a framework to support the growth of the organizations. Companies have experienced increased competitive pressures, leading to greater cost containment demands from the upper management, giving rise to greater automation of the record keeping function in the human resource management functionality. There has been a great deal of software that has been designed for the proper functioning of the human resources in order to support this basic functionality. The software applications that are specifically designed for this purpose can be divided into two basic categories. The first category being the comprehensive human resource information system software applications, and the second being the limited function packages that support one or a few human resource activities. Thus, many human resource departments in larger organizations have also developed internal information system capabilities, and HRIS units have been established for the smooth flow of communication and information. There are thus different types of HRIS applications that every organization makes use in order to carry out its daily tasks of managing employees. The field of human resource management has changed rapidly over the past three decades, and the constant infusion of technology has reshaped this domain considerably. We are well aware that human resource information systems are properly defined software program applications that allow the human resource professionals to store and organize vast amounts of data that pertain to the employee information. Through the help of this pictorial slide, we are going to have an enlistment of the broad types of human resource applications. These include right from the very basic levels of human resource information systems applications to the broadest or the most comprehensive. The very basic includes operational HRIS. This is followed by the tactical HRIS, which is a kind of a transition between the basic to the advanced, which is followed by the strategic HRIS, which is instrumental in supporting the important or consequential decisions taken by the top layers of the management, as well as the comprehensive HRIS. These we shall discuss in greater detail over the next few slides. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to have a detailed discussion of each type. In this and the next slide, we are going to discuss about the operational HRIS. The operational HRIS is of immense help to the human resource professionals and the management. It provides the human resource managers with all the detailed data to support the routine and repetitive human resource decisions. Many operational level human resource systems collect and report human resource data. These systems usually include information about the organization's employees, their positions, and also about certain governmental regulations which govern and oversee the organizational practices. In the next slide, we are going to look at the major subtypes that fall under the operational HRIS. As mentioned in the previous slide, let us now discuss the three major subtypes which fall under the operational HRIS. The first of these includes the employee information systems. The employee information systems is a major part of the operational HRIS. Organizations need to keep a track of an employee's records and details pertaining to all kinds of personal and professional aspects, including the name, the address, the sex, the minority status, the education, the past professional experience, the citizenship, and a lot other details. All types of organizations across the globe have incorporated their own customized versions of the employee information systems. Over the last half decade, there has been an ever-increasing narrative built around the people analytics. There have been also suggestions that people analytics and the information systems are contrasting approaches and need to be categorized separately and provide a broad aspect to benefit the organizational systems. In the next slide, we are going to look at the second type or the second subtype called as the position control systems. As mentioned in the previous slide, let us now initiate discussions on the position control systems, which are a key part of the first type of HRIS, which is the organizational HRIS. The concept of position control systems is introduced in an organization in order to identify each position within the organization, the job title within which the position is classified, and the employee currently assigned to that position. Referring to the position control systems, an HR manager can identify the details about the unfilled positions. The position control systems address many HR needs of the organization. Not only the system provides the means to transfer benefits and salary projections into the organization's financial systems during budgeting, but it also facilitates the user to control the hiring process to board-sanctioned positions. Using this particular system, it is easy to manage the workforce for not just the organizations with employees working multiple positions, but can also be applicable and beneficial to any other organization, which is a sister concern. Position management or management systems are a type of relationship that the system commands between positions, jobs, employees, and the organization's very structure. In this context, a position is seen as an empty position that inherits and maintains job information, and employees need to fill these vacancies. Thus, the system can be used by the current businesses with employees who work in multiple locations, and the simplification of these, you know, recruitment aspects can happen. The streamlining of the succession planning process can also take place through the position control systems. In the next slide, we are going to look at another important subtype, which is the performance management information systems. As mentioned in the previous slide, we're now going to look at the third subtype under the operational HRIS, which is the performance management information systems. The performance management information system include the performance appraisal information and the productivity information data. The system is frequently used as an evidence in employee grievance matters as well. The performance management, as many of us know, is the process of ensuring that a set of activities and outputs meet an organization's goals in an effective and an efficient manner. The performance management information systems thus need to focus on capturing the performance of the employees and systems in an organization. These also would include the processes in place to manage particular KRAs and KPIs. Performance management standards are generally organized and disseminated by senior leadership at an organization and by task owners, and are of course manned by the operational employees. They're facilitated through a robust HRIS module, which we know as the Performance Management Information System, which provides timely feedback and coaching, comparing of the employee's actual performance and behaviors with desired performance and behaviors, which also might include instituting rewards. The discussions from the previous slide are continued here from the context of the performance management information systems. In this context, the careful documentation of employee performance and of how the performance was measured and reported is critical to the acceptance of appraisal information in grievance hearing is important to consider. The performance management systems can lead to a number of decisions beyond merely the decisions to retain, promote, transfer, or terminate an employee. Performance management systems thus are critical in the workplace and can be applied wherever the professionals interact with the environments to produce desired performance. The managers use performance management systems to align the organizational goals with the goals of the teams and employees in an effort to increase efficiency, productivity, profitability as well. Performance management systems stipulate clearly the activities and outcomes by which employees and teams are evaluated during the performance appraisal times. To apply performance management principles, a commitment analysis is completed first to create a mission statement for each job. The mission statement is a job definition in terms of the purpose, the customers, the products, and the scope, which are fed into the performance management information systems. This analysis thus is used to determine the continuous key objectives and performance standards for each job position. In the next slide, we are going to advance to the next type of HRIS systems, which are the tactical HRIS systems. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to look at the next broad type of HRIS application systems, which is the tactical human resource information systems. These provide managers with the support for decisions that emphasize the allocation of resources. Within the domain of HR, these include recruitment decisions, job analysis, and design decisions, training and development, and also the employee compensation plans. To determine whether or not the tactical HRIS is meeting the HR objectives, it is critical to evaluate whether or not the technology provided by the HRIS supports and streamlines these efforts. Modules in the tactical HRIS, as mentioned, include a wide plethora of systems that support the tactical HRIS systems. We will discuss the subsystems in the tactical HRIS systems in the next few slides. The first of the tactical HRIS system is the job analysis and the design information system. The inputs to the job analysis and the design information system include the data from the supervisors and workers and affirmative action guidelines. The inputs also comprise of information from external sources to the firm, such as the labor unions, the competitors, and the government agencies. The job analysis is a systematic exploration, study, and recording of the responsibilities, duties, skills, accountabilities, work environment, and ability requirements of a specific job. These details are fed into the HRIS application. The job analysis and design information system also involves in determining the relative importance of the respective duties of the professionals that work for the organizations. They also include the responsibilities and physical and emotional skills for a given job requirement. All these factors identify what a job demands and what an employee must truly possess to perform a job productively. In the next slide, we are going to take a look at the recruiting information systems as a part of the tactical HRIS. The second type of tactical HRIS is the recruiting information systems. In order to direct the recruitment or the recruiting function, the organization needs to develop a proper recruiting plan and support it with a strong recruiting information system that is a critical part of the tactical HRIS. Recruitment and selection are two important functions carried out by the human resource department. An organization undertakes recruitment under the following circumstances. If the organization is implementing business expansion plans, this expansion may be in line with an increase in the sales. The organization may be also looking forward to exploring brand new markets or coming out with new products, which mandates the need of new human resource. The plan is designed in order to address gaps such as vacant positions to be filled and skills required for employees for these positions. If this plan is to be executed, a proper recruiting information system is required so that everything is executed with proper ease. Thus, recruiting information systems is one of the key modules that supports a strong and a successful organization. Because the workforce is the backbone of any organization and forms an integral part of its strategic plans and initiatives, which is thus supported by the recruiting information systems. In the next slide, we look at the third type of the tactical HRIS, which is known as a compensation and benefits information systems. The third type of tactical HRIS is the compensation and benefits information systems, as stated in the previous slide. This particular information systems may support a wide variety of tactical human resource decisions, especially when it comes to compensation and benefits. The compensation and benefits plan an important role in the overall productivity of the organization, and thus a robust system is important to circulate those particular plans. The compensation management, as we know, is an integral process in any organization and business and should be seen as much more than simply paying employees a set rate for an agreed upon workload. Employees depend on their income to support their lifestyles and families. As such, compensation management information systems can play a big role in retaining and acquiring top talent keeping the employees satisfied, and helping with the human resource backbone. Thus, this form of tactical HRIS supports the functioning of the organization by providing operational capabilities for the remuneration of employees and associates functions, associating functions, functionalities for them. In the next slide, we are going to take a look at the employees' training and development systems, which is also critical to the tactical HRIS systems. The fourth subtype of tactical HRIS systems, as stated before, is the employee training and development systems. Another major aspect where HRIS is extensively implemented is the domain of the employee training and development. The training must be directed at those individuals who are not only interested but also capable of benefiting from it. As we understand, the learning and development is a critical functionality without which the organization would not grow. Thus, this particular system ensures alignment between the employee's potential and the organizational expectations. There are several approaches to ensure this alignment happens properly. The first is to inform an employee about their expectation and the progress towards the goal. The next approach is to improve the employee's ability through continuous learning and development, which is facilitated through the employee training and development systems. Another approach is to assign responsibility to each stakeholder in the employee's development and to ensure that to make them accountable. Thus, this form of tactical HRIS supports the functioning of the organization by providing an employee developmental system that consists of induction, training, development, and periodic mentoring and counseling. The system is deployed to ensure that employees are able to perform the tasks that they have been hired for and are competent enough to make career progression by supporting them with the learning and development. In the next slide, we are going to initiate discussions about the strategic HRIS systems. Thus, we now move to the third type of HRIS applications, which is the strategic HRIS. The strategic HRIS comes to use when an organization is looking to expand or grow in a strategic fashion. Strategic HRIS thus helps in proper planning of the workforce, and they're well informed about the critical resources available to an organization at any time. Strategic HRIS thus focuses on supporting important elements like labor negotiations, workforce planning, and certain specialized human resource software applications. The main purpose of this is to have an overall idea about the labor resources as stated, as well as the workforce planning. As a part of this, the strategic HRIS holds critical information that supports these functionalities. They also tend to help manage and understand other important aspects related to articulating the strategies for the long-term survival of the organization. In the next slide, we are going to take a look at the information systems that support the workforce planning, which are a critical part of the strategic HRIS. The information systems supporting workforce planning are an important aspect of the strategic HRIS. The organizations that are involved in long-term strategic planning, such as those planning to expand into new market areas, construct factories or offices in new locations, or add to their portfolio new products, will need information about the critical quantity and quality of available workforce to achieve their objectives and goals, and thus need a framework which is robust enough to support these requirements. Thus, the strategic information systems supporting the workforce planning come into play. Now, as we know, strategic planning is the process by which the top management tends to determine overall organizational purposes and objectives and how they need to be achieved. The linking of HRM with strategic goals and objectives in order to improve business performance and develop organizational cultures that foster innovation and flexibilities is the need of the day. The role of HRIS is thus helping to achieve these strategic objectives. In this particular slide, we are going to continue our discussion about the information systems supporting the workforce planning. Information systems that support the workforce planning serve the purposes that have been discussed in the previous slide. A strategy, thus, is the company's plan for how it is going to balance its internal strengths and weaknesses with the external opportunities and threats and maintain a competitive advantage. The managers play a critical role in this context by helping in the workforce planning by engaging in three levels of strategic planning, namely the corporate level strategy, the business level competitive strategy, and the functional strategies. Now, a key thing to remember is that these strategies are formulated and communicated via the information systems that support the workforce planning and other critical elements of strategic HRIS. In the next slide, we are going to take a look at the specialized human resource information systems software, which is a key part of the strategic HRIS. The second element of strategic HRIS, as just mentioned, is the specialized human resource information systems software. There have been a great deal of software applications that have been designed for the proper functioning of the human resources functionality of the organizations. These can be divided into two basic categories: comprehensive human resource information system software and limited function packages that support one or a few human resource activities. A comprehensive HRI system enables the organization to more effectively articulate and analyze its HR costs, and it can improve efficiency when it comes to decision making. The essence of a specialized human resource information system software is that all information and analysis are in one place, and because of integrated analysis and reporting capabilities, an HRIS makes it easy to find and analyze all available HRIS data, thereby facilitating an organization's ability to make decisions about hiring, about payments, about the promotions, about ramping up the needs, about the turnover and retention rates, and other critical personnel related decisions. In this and the next slide, we are going to discuss the fourth broad type of the HRIS applications, which is a comprehensive HRIS. Now, the computerization of HRIS has resulted in an integrated database of human resource application files. These relate to employee files, job analysis and design files, occupation, health and safety, communication files, and many other human resource information stored in files that are constructed in a coordinated manner using database management system software. Now, this diaspora or diversity in information and communication has given rise to the comprehensive HRIS module. In most situations, a comprehensive HRIS leads to increased efficiency in human resource decision making, thus making it one of the most popular types of HRIS. While it's harder to qualify these decisions that were mentioned, we could increase the quality, thereby improving the productivity of employees and professionals, as the administrative burden is lightened because of the presence of the comprehensive HRIS. We're going to continue our discussion about the comprehensive HRIS in the next slide as well. Thus, comprehensive HRIS provides a centralized location for company information, announcement, links, policies and procedures. Thus, the organizations need comprehensive HRIS, and they tend to reduce the kind of decision issues mentioned in the previous slide. This is done so that the application programs can produce reports from any or all of the files mentioned in the previous slide. Thus, organizations have created comprehensive HRIs. This enables the HR professionals and employees across the organizations to more easily access the information that they need to plan, develop, and support the success of their subordinates. This can help with engagement, development of morale, and employee retention, as well as developing succession plans that can further the organization's growth and innovation. Thus, we are now closing this topic on the broad types of HRIS applications, and in the next slide, we are going to begin discussions on elements of HRIS automation software applications.